New year, new theme tune. So let's begin by meeting the team. And we have with us Ginny Smith, who's here to answer any of your mind-boggling brain-based questions. We have Stuart Higgins, he's a physicist from Cambridge University working on the next generation of electronics. Ben Pilgrim is a fellow in chemistry at Corpus Christi College here in Cambridge. He's building nano cages to trap molecules within them. And last but not least, our very own Chris Smith, who's a basic know-it-all. He's a doctor at Addenbrooke's Hospital, but amazingly seems to know the answer to just about everything, and I do challenge you to put him through his paces. I've also got my own specialist skills. They're kind of genetics, cancer, stuff like that. So let's get started. Our first question is for you, Ginny, and it's from Lucas in South Africa.
Why do we have hair under our armpits and the pubic area?
That's a very interesting question, and it's one that's perplexed people a bit. There are a few different theories. The first is that it's simply there to prevent rubbing or chafing. If you imagine you weren't wearing clothes, as we weren't when we evolved, you might find those kind of areas were quite rubby as you were walking along, so the hair could simply be to stop that. But that's not the best explanation. The best explanation that I've come across is that it's all down to mating. It's all down to finding yourself the perfect partner.
So many things in life.
So we produce two types of sweat around our bodies. We have eccrine glands, which are found all over, and they produce that watery sweat that cools us down when we get too hot. But we also have apocrine sweat glands, and they produce a stickier and slightly smellier sweat. And these glands are mainly found in your armpits and your pubic region. Now, the theory is that this apocrine sweat contains chemical messengers that can send out information to prospective mates.
These are like pheromones, aren't they? The kind of the sort of...
Yeah, so a lot of animals communicate using pheromones. We're not sure if humans do. It's still one of the big unanswered questions. What we do know is that humans are attracted to people based on smell. There have been some hilarious studies where they've got women to smell sweaty shirts.
Oh, yeah, the BO t-shirts.
I'm sure we've talked about these before. Yep. But what they've shown is that you can choose a partner who's compatible via their smell, and it's usually looking at something called a major histocompatibility complex, which is basically how different their immune systems are to your immune system. And you want someone with quite a different immune system so that your offspring have the best chance of survival. So the theory is that our hair in those areas is to kind of wick away these smelly signals and send them out into the world so that we can find a partner.
So basically, armpit hair is there to help you get laid.
Yeah, so armpit hair should be sexy.
Well, a great thought for us all there.